Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a Hard Knicks Life. It is a Hard Knicks Life. A Hard Knicks Life. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Life. It's a Hard Knicks Life. It is a Hard Knicks Life. A Hard Knicks Life.
What up, Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, you sexy motherfucker, aka Blanderson Hooper.
Good day to you as well.
You were just
Craig.
Unbuttoning your shirt, so
no,
I was felt
I was actually saying that. I was buttoning it.
You were buttoning
up.
It.
Yeah, I was unbuttoning.
Such a prude.
I realized that it was unbuttoned more than it should have been.
You got the jacket back. Did you get the jacket back?
Yes, Blandy.
Thank God. Barry got the jacket back.
Crisis
delayed us by what, 40 minutes?
No. We were going to start at 11. Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, 40 minutes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Your son was at a dance?
He's part of the marching band, and the marching band at the end of the year has a banquet at the Vanderbilt Museum. It's like this, you know, like a catered affair. Mm. So, yeah. I picked him up and we got all the way home and opened the garage and I said, where's your jacket?
And was this like a sports jacket?
No.
Or a jacket?
Like a jacket.
Oh, wait, this was a jacket? He has a $400 jacket?
That's what
What's
my wife
what
said.
What kind of jacket is that?
I don't know. What do I know? I told him, tough, I'm not
Barry,
going.
What kind of,
I'm not going back.
You have a $400, like, it's not cold out, so you're just talking about a light jacket?
No, they were outside, so we had, I guess, it's who knows? I don't know.
The Hoopers don't buy $400 jackets.
No, maybe this Hooper doesn't. That doesn't mean that, you know.
Well, what brand of jacket does he have for $400?
Not a clue.
Like all Spider? I know is,
you just went to go get it. You didn't
North
look
Face?
At it?
No, he went and got it when I got there with him. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. You got in the car. You brought him all the way home. Mm-hmm. I know this is what everyone wants to fucking talk about, right, Barry?
Especially it after is. We've been gone for so long.
You get back in the car. You get all the way home, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And who realizes he doesn't have his
me.
Jacket?
Because he got out of the car, and I said, where's your jacket?
And you've not even seen, but you don't know what it looks like.
I know he had one when we left. That's what I know.
And but, who says how much it cost?
My wife.
And that gets everyone riled.
Because I said, I'm not going back for his jacket. What do I care? Hopefully somebody picked it up. It's a stupid jacket.
Yeah.
But then when you got home, didn't you want to actually take a look at it and be like, I got to see what a $400 jacket looks like?
No, I don't
It's like
care.
In Pulp Fiction when John Travolta says, I got to taste what a $5 milkshake tastes like.
No.
Have you ever had a $400?
It's worth $5, but it's pretty fucking good.
You ever had a $400 jacket, Blandy?
No. Never
I don't think so either.
Not that I'm aware of, at least. Who knows with my wife, but I don't know. She said, you are going
you
back
get,
for
go
it.
Go get the fucking...
No.
Go get the
I'm,
fucking
I'm,
jacket.
I'm not getting the jacket. I don't...
Barry, do you not want to see the fucking jacket? Go get the jacket.
Of course I do.
No.
Blandy, we have been waiting for 40 minutes to do this show.
I'm not
go
getting...
Go get the damn
I
jacket.
I couldn't even pick the jacket out of the closet.
You're not even
going to
say anything for the next 10 minutes, so go get the jacket while Barry and I talk about it.
He just said he doesn't even know
I don't even
what
know
it
what it looks like. I can't go into the closet and take out that jacket. I don't know which jacket it is.
Would you just at least make an effort? Bring down all of his jackets. Let's see if we can pick out the $400 jacket. Go get the fucking jacket. I'm not joking. Go get the jacket.
Everybody had left. The teachers, everything. Everybody was gone. So he's lucky he even found it. They actually had, the staff had started stacking the chairs on top of one another, and they just stacked the chair that his jacket was on with his jacket still on it. So it just goes to show you that a bunch of clueless fucking people.
Yeah, if they had any clue, they would have taken that jacket.
Yeah, that's right.
Sold it. And was your son upset that he left it, or he doesn't?
I mean,
does he know how expensive it is?
Well, I'm sure he felt bad because his parents were probably ribbing him about it.
And I was cursing him. They didn't let up on it.
He'll be hearing about this for the next 2 years.
For buying the jacket?
No, I didn't. I didn't curse it for buying the jacket.
That's what's next.
That's a conversation for another day.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And please subscribe to the one podcast.
For those of you still with us.
Yeah. That doesn't have a YouTube show anymore, but I wish you could see what Barry's wearing right now. Barry, what are you wearing? Is that a robe?
Yeah, this is a robe. This is a robe, Craig. This is the most comfortable thing in my closet.
This whole show is about clothing so far. What is the inside of that robe?
Fleece Craig, lined? It's awesome. It's like terry fleece on the inside.
How much was that robe? That looks expensive.
This was a gift from my wife, and it's probably the best thing she's ever bought me. I'm not a robe guy. I was never a robe guy. I never owned a robe. And a few months back, she did like a weekend getaway with her friend and came back with this robe. She's like, I bought you something. I don't know if you're going to like it. I put this thing on. I love it.
I bet you.
I love it.
I bet you I know why it's so incredible.
And why is it so incredible?
Because it probably cost like $400.
No. It was like $80. It's called like Fathead.
No offense to Barry, but it does not look like it costs $400. But it does look comfortable.
Oh, dude.
It
does look comfortable. It's so fucking comfortable, man. It's got a hood.
Have you worn that without anything on underneath it?
It's got pockets in the front. It's thick.
Every robe has pockets. Every robe.
Like I said, I'm not a robe guy. I don't know.
You know, that's one of my favorite things to do when I stay at a hotel for work alone.
Is put on a robe?
Take a bath and I put on the robe. It's so...
Naked. Naked underneath.
It's so naked. Would you wear clothes? You're wearing clothes under there?
Yeah. I'm wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt underneath it.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but when you're laying on the couch in a robe like this, it's like you've got, a built-in blanket. It's great. Spot for your phone.
Hmm. All right, guys. BetOnline is your number one source for all your basketball info. You can get the latest odds there. You can bet on shit. BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters this season for basketball, MLB, NHL, hockey, UFC, and boxing. It is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games you can play right from your home. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
Craig,
the season is over.
Do you have the TV on, Craig?
How long has it been? Blandy, what?
Do you have the TV on? Barry, you see the lights are like flashing in the background on the wall?
Yeah.
It's like it's getting all bright and then it goes dark and then it gets bright and then it goes dark.
Let's let him run with this. This is fascinating
shit,
Blandy.
This is a great podcast.
I'm just asking if you had the TV on. That's it. Sorry. The season's over, yeah. What now?
You have the lights on in your
basement?
Yeah,
you clearly can see I do.
Oh, it's amazing. how long has it been since we lost
a week?
Fucking Heat.
A week ago.
A week feels like so long ago. Barry, are you still heartbroken over that? We just watched the Heat go up 2-0 on the Boston Celtics.
It's insane.
Blandy, the whole time we were playing the Heat after we lost the Heat, Blandy was saying he was pissed that we lost to an inferior team. Barry, you still feeling that way?
I mean, look, it goes both ways, right? It stings because you felt going in, you felt even during the series that the Knicks are and were a better basketball team. So the better team in a 7-game series usually wins. And it didn't happen for us, even though we all believe that they are the better team. Obviously, Miami is showing the team that they are, but the Knicks are a more talented team, you know, 1-8, 1-9, however you slice it. So in that sense, it stings. But the fact that we, you know, outkicked our coverage as far as the outlook on the season was, that we made it to the second round, you know, you got to be proud of what the team accomplished as a whole, even though it was disappointing in that second round. So, you know, I see all of that. I feel all of that. But that's what gets me through, is that I think it was a successful season.
Can't disagree with you there. Successful season. Individually, maybe we had more talented players, but they were the better team. Like you just said, most times in a 7-game series, the better team wins.
Yeah.
So they beat us in a 7-game series. They're gonna fucking beat Boston in a 7-game series. They're good. They're the best team in the East.
Yeah, and we weren't at our healthiest. They weren't at their healthiest either. But again, I know Quickly didn't do that much in the first round, but you don't know what he would have done in the second round, and it definitely gives the Knicks a different look.
I can't blame anything on their health, honestly. I know Quickly was out, but like you just said, he was doing nothing. Did nothing the entire playoffs when he was healthy. I know it wasn't for too long, but he was not playing like he played during the regular season, especially at the end of the regular season.
And offensively, Randall, we should say, offensively,
never performed in the playoffs, so we know that he had an ankle thing. But he doesn't have a history of playing well in the playoffs. Jalen Brunson was the only fucking guy on that team that seemed like he wanted to win.
Yes, I will agree with you there. Especially game 6.
He's the only one who could hit a shot.
Only one who hit a shot. He was the only one that was like, you know, his speedometer was in the red every minute he was out on the court. No plays off, offense, defense. You know, he was doing the absolute best that he could and giving it, you know, 100% effort. He knew how important that game was.
He almost single-handedly brought us to a game 7.
Yeah.
Facts.
And he was getting pressured the entire game, every game, playing the whole game. Miami couldn't stop him. The pressure he was under with no fucking help from anyone else on that team. How he performed compared to everyone else made me realize that he's the only fucking guy on that entire team that I would care if we lost. I'm telling you right now, this offseason, I don't give a shit who we lose.
You would think he's the only untouchable.
I'm in the same place, Craig. I'm in the same place.
He's the only untouchable.
And look, as fans, especially where the team is at right now, it's team first. In Leon, I trust. And you're right. Brunson, I mean, forget about the deal that you have him on, the player that he has become, the leader that he is. Yes, he is the one fixture that you can't let go. Anybody else, absolutely. They are dispensable.
I'm not joking. I would trade right now. And it's not going to change all offseason. I'm not going to get all weird like, oh, I can't trade RJ in a deal. I can't trade Quickly. I would trade RJ, Quickly,
yes.
Obi, Grimes, fucking Josh Hart, Mitchell Robinson. I go down the fucking entire list. I would trade everyone for someone like Joel Embiid. I'm not fucking kidding.
Yeah, if it makes sense.
I would trade every single guy and multiple picks as long as we keep Jalen Brunson, because nobody fucking showed up on that entire team besides him. Nobody.
And it's crazy.
I don't think, like, all season we were talking about how, like, tough and hard they played, but when we had to the most, they didn't.
I was gonna say the craziest part about the whole thing was that he was able to score all those points when the Heat knew that he was the only one who was going to score any freaking points. Like, they basically collapsed on him every time because they just dared everybody else to shoot, and he still came through.
Yeah, and that's what stars do, right? It doesn't matter what you throw at them, they prevail. So you know what you have. in Jalen Brunson.
And that was like the, that's like the opposite of Miami, where they have Butler, right? Who's like, let's say Butler is like their Brunson. But then they had guys around him who are not great and are not like super talented on their own, but they were not afraid and they wanted it.
And they hit their shots.
So give me Jalen Brunson with one other great player, and I don't care. You'll fill the rest of the roster out with role players.
The right role players. Because look, we've seen how many teams are in this league that have a really strong 1-2 punch, super strong 1-2 punch, and yet it's not enough come playoff time. It's not enough to beat the really good, deep teams, well-coached teams. You know, there's tons of them. So it's not just about gutting the team and only hanging on to Brunson to get another star in here. It's continuing to build this team the right way with the right character. You know, because and the guys that they've been drafting, it's all character guys, right? It's all hardworking guys. It's guys that fit well under Tibbs. I mean, the Knicks are onto something here. So let's keep it rolling. Now, obviously, we don't want to take a step back next year. We saw what that was like after their, you know, after the season 3 years ago. The key is, you're right, is to build upon this. And look, it's going to be a long but hopefully eventful summer. And hopefully there's a lot of action going on in the front office of the Knicks.
Yeah, and listen, I said, like, I'm fine trading away every single person but Brunson, but that's not going to happen, obviously. The point
is, you're fine with losing three or four of these guys
to do what you have to do. It's not going to make that much of a difference. I assume we're still going to hold on to some of Mitch. I mean, Mitch is one of the few on that team, even though he's offensively challenged, that played really well, I think, for most of the playoffs.
Specifically the first round.
But he was hurting. I think he was hurting more than anyone.
You don't want to hear who's hurt. Miami. You don't want to hear about who's hurt, you said.
Yeah, but he still played. I feel like he still wanted it. He was giving everything he could. I can't say the same about like Grimes and Julius.
You can't say that about Grimes? Come on.
Did you see Grimes after what he showed you? Game?
Mm-hmm.
No. How many times does he have to lose the ball? Airball a layup. He was terrible in that game.
I don't think it's lack of effort on his part.
Just all bad. They were all
the
horrible.
Guy gave you one of the guy gave you one of the greatest postseason highlights of the year.
Legendary play. Do you guys want to hear some voicemails? Let's listen, because we're going to be able to react to everyone.
Okay.
People called after they lost. People called a couple days later. There's people we haven't heard from in a while. Ralph is in there. You got to get his final takes. Abu Shaki called in.
Oh, finally.
Finally, fucking Abu Shaki. Blandy.
All right, here we go.
How many do we have?
There's eight here. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a sizable amount. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Hey, guys. Huh? It's Sam here. A.K.A. Abu Shaki, A.K.A. the Beast from the Middle East, A.K.A. I'm sad, guys. It was really tough to watch the game. Tough. Okay, guys, I guess see you next season. Great show. Sorry I haven't been calling in. It's a hardness flight.
Abu Shaki, relatively speechless, Barry.
Yeah.
Shaki doesn't call. Abu Shaki doesn't call for months. I think it's been months.
I don't know about months.
And he calls just to say he hasn't called in a while.
He said he was sad. He was sad. What's he going to do? You know, he was still in that grieving
period.
Beast
from the Middle East gets sad.
Why not? Everybody gets sad every once in a while, Craig.
Nothing. Speaking about the Beast of the Middle East, will Evan Fournier be back next season?
No.
He clearly said he's not going to be back.
Well, it's not entirely up to him.
Well, no, but what's the point of keeping him around?
The fact that he was a soldier throughout this season is in fucking credible. I mean, here's a guy who can still play. He's not like Derrick Rose that, you know, has got one foot out the door into retirement. We're talking about fucking Evan Fournier, a guy that was on, you know, the world stage representing France, doing his thing. A guy that season before set a franchise record for most threes in a season. A guy who started every game for this team the season before. And then he just goes quietly to the bench, doesn't say a fucking word. No. He is a soldier, and he should be commended.
You know, there were points in the Miami series where I was honestly wanting Tibbs to give him a shot.
A lot of people were.
Just to hit a three.
Yeah, especially when the Knicks couldn't hit a three. You know, in the entire postseason, you wanted some semblance of shooting because they were missing open shots. So, you know.
Well, how the Knicks looked in that Heat series, like every offensive possession was so painful to watch. And it reminded you of the Knicks from a few years ago. I remember when it was like that. And it was not like that this season.
That last possession there where he went to, when Brunson had the ball and gave the ball up, I think it was Josh Hart was at the top of the key, right? Mm-hmm. That he probably would have been wide open if he had gotten it to him. But if he had gotten to him, do you have any confidence that he could have knocked down that shot? Because I don't.
He's hit some big shots when it mattered. I know he's missed a bunch as well, and he's been hesitant to shoot, and he passed up open looks before, you know, and put the ball on the floor. But I would have taken my chances with that.
It's hard to criticize Brunson there. I think he should have just shot it, but obviously we wouldn't have been in that position without him. He didn't make many mistakes, and he fucking made a mistake there. Mm-hmm. But he found himself, he got open. He should have just taken it. There's no one else on that team that should take it. I'd rather him chuck up a terrible shot than find someone else wide open, to be honest, the way that team was playing.
Yeah, especially the way he had it going that game. You know, he put up over 40.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was painful, how I think we were 2 points down.
Yeah, two.
And 14 seconds left or something like that, and we were one shot from tying it up. We're going ahead. Just give it away.
But, I mean, listen, if we're going to be in a position at the end, I mean, that's the guy you want with the ball. So, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Down two, he's got the ball. Incredible game. Yeah. It didn't work out.
Wish he was able to put it up, but can't fault him. All right, Blandy, who's next?
Let's see.
Get Julius Randle the fuck off my fucking team! Fuck!
What's up, Brandon? That was Brandon, right?
I don't know. Play the next one, because I think they're connected. Maybe.
Hey, guys. Sorry. I just freaked the fuck out about Julius Randle. I still want him to fuck off my team. That being said, it was a good season. Jalen Brunson's special. He has that greatness quality. It's like more than just all-star quality. It's like in the postseason, just that greatness quality when, like, you need a bucket and he just gets it. And, RJ Barrett, you know, he's balled this whole postseason. We're not going to give him any shit. I know he didn't play that great tonight. He set the tone to begin with. He started forcing shots. You know, whatever, man. He's been awesome. Julius Randle, please get the fuck off of my basketball team. You are not a winning player. Anyway, it's a hard Knicks life. Fuck, man.
Who was that? That wasn't Brandon.
No.
I don't know. What are you guys' feelings on Julius Randle? Like, I don't want to say he has to get off the team because I hate him or anything, but this might be the time, coming off a great season, all NBA, third team. Is this the time to move him?
Look, you got to get something valuable back for him. I'm not saying that you have to get somebody that outproduces him, because I think that's unrealistic, because his numbers are in there. I mean, you can make an argument he's got like top five offensive numbers in the entire NBA, you know, this season with the 25, 10, and 4. Not many guys do that, you know. So I'm not saying you have to get something back like that, but you definitely have to get something valuable back because you're not going to replace those numbers. And he did contribute to winning, not in the postseason, but he did during the regular season. And you don't want to miss the playoffs because you got rid of Randall for a bag of potato chips and nothing else. You got to get something for him if you're going to move him. Otherwise, you hold on to him, you know. He is an asset. His contract is not an albatross. It's not crazy money. Again, he's proven that he's worth that. He's not injury prone. There's so many positives linked to this guy. Now, again, for a guy that's going to be a number two on our team, he's got to show me more fucking heart, especially in an elimination game, which obviously he didn't show up to play.
No, he doesn't have it. You either have heart or you don't.
Yeah.
Do you really think he can just learn to show heart?
No.
And have
he's had too many opportunities now. We've been through the ups and downs and ups of Randall. You know,
he just didn't show up to way too many games in the playoffs.
Yep.
Would you trade Julius Randle? I know you have to figure out the salaries and all that for a top 15 pick in this year's draft.
I mean,
oh, that's a yes.
I don't think so, Craig.
Yeah,
no.
I say no.
I need more than that.
I mean, that's not going to get it done. Where are you going to replace that 25 and 10 from?
In the 3 year, yeah, and he's been in the All Star team twice, All NBA twice.
And
you know,
Tibbs
just
is
going to
a top 15 pick.
You don't need to replace 25 and 10, Blandy.
Why not?
You need to replace 16 and 8.
Yeah, right, and there's no guarantees that anybody in this top 10 is giving you that, you know, outside of the top two or three.
You see it in this playoffs. The regular season means almost nothing. All right, so if we build a team that's good enough to just get into the playoffs, it doesn't matter that Randall's scoring 26 a game in the regular season.
But you're not getting into the playoffs
if he turns into an average player in the playoffs. I think you are getting the playoffs without Julius Randle.
I'm saying like now, like he didn't play well in the playoffs, but we wouldn't have made the playoffs without him.
And again,
I think we would have.
I don't want picks. I want talent.
We've got enough
Knicks,
picks.
The Knicks are look here we are. The Knicks are a win now team, just like that. You know, they're two wins away from the Eastern Conference Finals. This is a win now team. They are built to be a contender. All they need is that missing piece. You know, the second best team in the NBA since the beginning of December. This didn't feel fluky. Brunson's year didn't feel fluky. This is a team that was built up the right way. You know, look at the Sixers. They did it the wrong way, and they're not having any success with it. You know, talk about a team that, you know, trying to trust their process, and for year after year after year, just tanking, taking, tanking, building up as many losses as they possibly can.
They've got nothing to show for the process.
Absolutely nothing. And, you know, the Knicks end up in the lottery year after year. They do not get the ping pong balls falling their way. And yet they make smart picks. They fill their team with guys that are playing the right way and that are, you know, building a strong locker room. They make a huge, you know, that wasn't a swing for the fences signing last summer that turned out to be a grand slam in Brunson. They're doing all the right things, and they still have all the pieces set with picks in the future and with all the young talent that they've accumulated through the draft. Doesn't mean that they have to hang on to all these guys. You don't get extra points or extra wins just because you drafted your players. It feels good inside when you watch these guys grow, but no, they're here now, and they're in position to make a move this summer.
They are. They've got all the pieces they need. I wouldn't say the Sixers have nothing. They do have the MVP of the league, so even if they break shit up and they send Embiid somewhere, they obviously get a ton of shit back. Same way the Nets, when they gave up Durant, they got a lot of stuff back. Got good pieces back. But yeah, you're right, Barry. I'm shocked you said that. We're a win now team, Barry.
I know.
We're a
we thought it'd be
now
another
team.
Couple of years before this happened.
But Jalen Brunson is the fucking man. Yes. I'm going to say it right now. We've got one of the best players in the league as our starting point guard. He proved it this season. He was snubbed for the All-Star game. The guards are loaded. But every year he gets better. Expect him to get better next year. And he's clutch. And he doesn't falter under the pressure. And he scores 40 points in elimination games. What more could you want from this little fucking Jalen Brunson?
And you know when you have
who
like...
Who is not, nowhere near as athletic as anyone else on the court.
No.
And when he joined this team, the very beginning of the season, and you did not know at that point who was going to emerge as the alpha. Was Randall and Brunson going to be on equal footing on this year? Well, he established himself as the alpha, as the king of the pride.
And can we going rewind next season, back to the first show of the season right now? Do you remember it?
No. Why? Do you remember? I don't think it was clear cut that Brunson was going to be.
We were giving our power rankings of the team. Remember?
Yeah.
I had Brunson at one. Yeah. Little pat on the fucking back right there.
Yeah.
I think you guys had him at two.
Right. But, I mean, going into next season now, if Randall is still in a Knick uniform, I mean, I think it's even clear to him. Okay, I guess I'm number two. Last season was proof.
At best.
The last postseason was proof.
Put him behind Mitch. Behind Josh Hart.
Ouch.
Slightly behind Grimes.
Now,
behind Quickly. Who would you rather have on this team, Emmanuel Quickly or Julius Randle?
Emmanuel Quickly.
So he's behind Emmanuel Quickly for Barry.
I didn't say that. I'd rather have Quickly here than Randle. That doesn't mean that Quickly would be above him in my power rankings.
All right, Blaney, who's next? Well, you don't know.
You just know what? I felt like cause. You know what?
Right. He came right out of the back. Gates.
Get Julius Randle the fuck off my basketball team. Fuck him. Fuck him.
I thought we had a lot of voicemails, but it's all from the same fucking guy yelling about Julius Randle.
And he never said his name once.
The emotion that this guy
elicits.
Not one
time did he say who it was.
Randle.
If I care enough to look at the phone number right now, I could probably figure it out, but.
Yeah, he does not like Julius Randle.
Barry's comfortable in that robe, though. You just wrapped it back around his head.
Oh, God.
I feel like I'm swaddled like a baby.
You're not hot in that?
No.
Is it chilly in your house?
Oh, I'm in the basement. It's underground. It captures the
I mean, it doesn't,
coolness.
Barry. It's not like it makes it freezing.
No. I'm cozy.
Okay. Next one.
Well, boys, it was a hell of a season.
Here's Brandon.
I think what hurts the most is, like, we actually had a legit shot. And key takeaways for me this season. Well, no, this postseason. I don't want Julius Randle in a Knicks jersey next season. He's a liability, and I'm not blaming him. I'm just seeing that we could do better. Jalen Brunson played his ass off. RJ Barrett was killing from the free throw line, but got into foul trouble. I want to keep RJ, obviously Brunson. I like Grimes. I think everybody else, well, Josh Hart too, but I think everybody else, I'm willing to look at some deals, make some moves. As much as I like Toppin, I'd rather flip him. But hell, I'm going to go outside and just stare out into the abyss, and I feel like this hurt a lot more. But it's all right. It's a hard next life.
Oh, it's so sad hearing everyone's voicemails like immediately following the season. And we're all joking and laughing right now. And there's Brandon.
He was hurting.
Just hurting. Hurting.
Craig, how much confidence does RJ Barrett's postseason performance give you going into next season?
What were his numbers in the postseason?
Well, he had a string of like eight really good games in a row.
Bunch
it's strange because there were games where he did seem like he played really well. I know we're all down on him for how everyone performed. Because he literally did nothing. What was his field goals in the final game?
Well, like the final game was 10? Poor, but he did
or
get
one
to the,
for 10?
He, yeah, but he did get to the free throw line like eight times in that
in the
first quarter.
And but then
he had like
10
points
that.
In the first. Yeah, yeah, he was like one for something late into that game.
I got it here. 1 for 10.
Yeah,
in that game 6, 8 for 17, 26 points. Game 5. 9 for 16, 24 the game before that. He averaged 20.8 points in that series on 43% shooting, RJ-type shooting.
And he was good in the first round as well, you know, after the first two games.
He averaged 17 points a game. He had a better second round than first round. He was pretty good. I mean, he's getting a lot of heat because of his last game, because him and Julius did not show up. And
I don't think he's getting a lot of heat.
I didn't think
RJ was getting a lot of heat.
Oh, I think he was.
I think people gave him a pass because of how good he was those games prior. Randall's the one and should be the one getting all the smoke from that final.
I mean, him and Randall combined were terrible in that game 6. Right, and they're two of their mid three, or whatever you want to fucking call them.
Anyway, you haven't answered my question.
Oh yeah, how much confidence did he give me going into next season?
Yes.
No, I mean he's the same. I think he's going to always be. This is what he is.
Right, I agree.
He's going to be the same player he was last year, the year before that, and next year.
Yeah,
he's not going to get better.
I can't get hyped.
No, we had all this confidence coming into this season based on last season, and how did that turn out?
Exactly.
No, he's going to be the same as that player for the rest of his fucking career. This is who he is. He's going to be painful when he drives to the lane. He's slow. He's not athletic. His shot is inconsistent. I think he should be like their sixth man, seventh man.
Yeah, he's going to be that guy on your team that, like, in the 82-game season, there's, like, two games that he won for you. It's like, you look up, it's like, whoa, RJ had 38 points? What? Whoa, he took over that game. Whoa, he was so clutch down the stretch. Whoa, he hit that big shot. But, yeah, it's not going to be a day-in, day-out thing for him.
What we do desperately need, and I don't think he's that bad, but what we need so bad, you know you have Mitch at the 5. You know you have Brunson at the 1, right? And then right now we've got, until he's not here, you have Randall. But we're so desperate for shooting. So it's really hard for RJ. It's really hard having RJ in that starting lineup because his shot is so inconsistent. And that's where Miami killed us because they had all these shooters that could shoot from anywhere. And we know RJ can't shoot.
No.
All right, we know he can't shoot. He's got games where he can, but he can't shoot. So they need to, in an ideal world, they can get, and Grimes, as good as Grimes, everyone thinks Grimes is a great shooter. He can't shoot either. He's not great, even though it looks like he should be good. So you need to upgrade in the starting lineup, either the 2 or the 3 this year. And one of those other guys has to go to the bench. And I honestly think it's RJ. Right? Like, is there more of a position you want to upgrade than a shooter at either the 2 or the 3 that can still play D? I'm sure you would put Embiid at the 5, but that's a fucking pipe dream, right?
I'd put Giannis at the 4 over Randall. I think that would be an upgrade.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you think?
It's really, I mean, I think the easiest thing is one of those two positions to upgrade. Miami, just fucking everybody could shoot from like 30 plus feet out. And we had nobody who could shoot. Who's next? Do we have any more?
Yeah, we got three more. Here we go.
I just wanted to say that this was a great season and really proud of the Knicks team. Couldn't ask for more. It can only get better. No, things could have gone different, but those are the breaks of the game. It's not always your time to shine. But thank you all for a great season. Anything to add, Danny?
See you on the next season. Mm-hmm. Go next.
Well, thank you, Ralph. Right, Barry?
Yep.
Thank you to Ralph. Highlight of my season, one of the highlights was when you were slapping Janie on the backside.
Why do you got to go there?
Do you have that clip?
No, I don't have
Ralph. I was hoping Ralph would call in about that. I know that's what happened.
No, because I'm sure he just ignored you.
Why Ralph would he... has been such a big part of this show, has he not, guys?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The highs
let's
and the lows.
Give him, let's give Ralph his moment. Just in case we don't have another opportunity.
What do you want me to?
You give us a Nick, give us a Ralph Knicks fan. Come on.
Okay. You mean like this?
Knicks win!
Or?
Say what?
Or?
Fuck!
Oh, wait, that wasn't him, was it?
That's not
shit hell fuck.
No, it was. That's I think him. It was him.
Was it? Well, that's him, the shit hell fuck. And how about this?
What the fuck was him?
I'm down. I'm really down.
This is what, yeah.
How can you laugh when you know I'm down? How can you laugh when you know I'm down?
It's a little band called the Beatles.
Ah, oh, is that right? Ralph's got to call in. You got to call in and give everyone a succinct Walt Frazier story. Did we ever play that on air?
I think so.
Yeah,
the
I think
car,
so.
Didn't think we share did. A car?
The car trip.
Ralph has shared. Ralph drove Walt Clyde Frazier home once from a Knicks game. But I think Ralph left like a fucking 5-minute voicemail.
No, I'm
once
pretty
about
sure
it.
That
I don't
got
think
played.
He played it. Did
I,
it?
Yeah, I All think right. so. All right, two more to go.
Even Clyde, by the way, was going to those games.
I know, with those horrible ass suits.
He was at Game 6 in Miami. You know how hard it was probably for Clyde to get to Miami?
He's not a young man.
And fucking Julius couldn't show up for that for him? Mm. For Clyde? Right. Does that not make you upset, Barry?
It does.
Was that Clyde's wife next to him?
I don't think he's married.
Is that?
I didn't think so.
I honestly was always pretty confident Clyde swung the other way, but.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah. Do you ever. It's fashionable. What's right?
What does that mean?
Nice. Dress is nice. He wouldn't be caught dead in that fucking robe Barry has on. Guarantee that.
No, this is too plain.
No, he's not married.
His jackets are way more than $400.
Yo, for damn sure.
Actually, I don't know. Are they?
I'm sure. He has all that shit custom made.
Still want you to get that jacket.
I'm not going to get in the jacket.
Fucking lazy motherfucker. Who's next?
All right.
Hey, guys. You saw him here.
Oh, he called
AKA back. AKA Abushaki. AKA the beast from the Middle East. It's late. I don't have energy. Anyway, I just remember that I called once your show and I said it was after the opener game at MSG and I said, Brandy, put this on the record. The Knicks are going to win 46-47 and no one gave me fucking credit in this show. What happened? I called it for a
sorry, I'm shocked. We didn't document
and I
that.
I just remembered that, and I never got the credit. So I just want the credit, and hopefully Randy takes the time and finds the clip where I said 46 and 47, and you guys laughed at me. Anyways, guys, I was thinking about the Knicks situation. It was a good season. Randall has to go. I'm getting on that train. Randall has to go. And let's see. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for the show. See you next season. Out.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say Randall doesn't go. Okay.
By the way, rookie of the year, newcomer of the year, Abu Shaki. Wasn't this the first season he started calling in?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
Is there a guy that calls in that you don't get more excited about when he calls in?
I love the accent. I love,
love it.
It.
Love the accent, the nicknames. I think when he gave 46 or 47 wins, Abu Shaki likes to like constantly change. I feel like he kept calling, adding more wins. Do you remember that? We got to find
No,
it.
I don't remember that, but. I wish we had it.
Yeah, I wish we listened to this before the show.
I pulled it up.
Now it's too late.
So if he's still around next year, who leads the team in scoring? Is it him or is it Brunson again? Is it him again or is it Brunson?
I mean, regular season is probably Julius.
Yeah.
Sure. Big time regular season player.
That's what I would
I don't know. Brunson strikes me as the guy that wants more. He wants more.
I don't know.
And more.
Well, every year Brunson has played, he goes up. So you could think eventually.
Well, this year you expected it this year just based on his role and not having to be in Luka's shadow.
Right. It would be hard.
And you said
him.
Brunson wants more, but he doesn't care about his personal stats. He only gets what he gets. He's trying to help the team win. In the playoffs, he was the only fucking guy who would come, so he wanted more and more and more. But during the regular season, I don't think it's his priority to get his own.
I don't know.
Not as much as Julius.
Well, his assists were way down in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, but Julius would pass, and he tried to make the pass. He couldn't help it that the Knicks were fucking missing everything. How many times did he make a great kick out?
No, he's out of the double team. I think his assist numbers are better than Jalen.
Look, I'll call Randall lazy. I'll call him not the smartest, in reading the situation all the time. But I'm not going to call
heartless.
Him selfish. I'm not going to call him selfish.
Yeah, I don't think so either, honestly. I don't think so, even though I did basically just say that.
All right, last one here.
Krieg, Body, oh. G.
Wait, hold on. We haven't heard from Derek in a really long time, so
that's true.
I don't know who is Derek.
Yeah, you didn't hear that right off the bat, Krieg.
No, is that
Barry
who just called?
Sarcasm.
Krieg, Barry, G, Derek from Scotland here. Long time no speak.
Oh yeah, Derek.
How's it going, boys? Well, thank fuck for Jalen Brunson. As we say over here, he's the talk's bollocks. I was a Brunson truther right from the start. And then Julius won me over in the Utah and Denver games that were on the road. Tibbs started getting everything right when he went to the 9-man rotation. Then the front office nailed it when they traded for Hart. It doesn't feel fluky at all. This is it. Let's fucking go. As much as I've loved this year's team though, I'd sacrifice any of the guys in the roster to build the right team around Brunson. Fuck me, I'd sacrifice my firstborn son. Next season can't come fast enough. All the best, boys.
Well, that's exactly you what go. You guys said before.
Yeah,
positive that is outlook. Exactly. We're on the same page, man. Who is your number one guy? Who's your number one star you want on this team, Barry? You
Giannis have, Antetokounmpo.
Okay, except for Giannis.
Jaylen Brown.
Nice.
Jimmy Butler.
He's a free agent, I think, in 2 years, Jaylen Brown. Jimmy Butler.
I don't want
yeah,
Jimmy
those,
Butler.
Yeah, those are my top three, Craig.
Jimmy Butler?
Think the three of them would be fucking perfect on this team.
But you think any of them might be going anywhere?
Butler, no. Giannis, probably not. Jaylen Brown, maybe. Jaylen Brown, I could see asking out.
Jimmy Butler is going to be 34.
I would love Jaylen Brown as well. I was looking at free agents, not this year, but next summer. I think he's unrestricted.
But does Jaylen Brown would, I mean, Jaylen Brown's one of those guys that they say wants his opportunity to be the top dog somewhere else. So, I mean, you bring him here. Is he the top dog?
If he wants to be, let him take it. It's fine.
Yeah, let him take it from Jaylen. Let them compete.
And look, Randall and RJ next to Jason Tatum. There you go, Boston. Have them both. And, you know, the Knicks are on their way.
Now, what about of star players that you've heard could be on their way out?
Oh, so I'm not a fan of Karl-Anthony Towns.
No,
me neither. I don't want
I do
him at
not
all.
Want that.
I would and, think I would rather have Julius than Karl-Anthony Towns.
And don't think I'm crazy. You might think I'm crazy. I don't want fucking Luka Doncic on this team. As amazing of a player I think he is.
You're fucking out of your mind.
I like the feel of this particular team. That I can't fucking watch Luka fucking complain 40 out of the 48 minutes of the game to the refs.
But why did you bring his name up? Is he in? Have you heard about him not wanting to be there?
His name always pops up. His name
Does
always
it?
Fucking pops up.
Oh
yeah,
I've got the perfect person.
Go ahead.
Who do you got?
Kyrie Irving.
Other guys like I don't want Lillard. I keep hearing Lillard. I don't
He's
want
old
Lillard.
Too. And I've been hearing possibility of like them looking at Randall, the Trailblazers. Because the Trailblazers are looking to trade that number three pick.
There was a report tonight that the Blazers are looking to get an elite three for the number three
pick. For what? Anfernee and the number
Anfernee
three pick?
Simons, yeah. The top two guys, like I'm not hoping these guys, we're going to get these guys. It's not going to happen. But my two guys would be Embiid or Booker. You think, you know, the Suns fired Monty Williams, right? They might break it up. Philly clearly might. Just fired Doc Rivers. You know Embiid's always had these ties to Leon. Like, I'm not crazy about Embiid, but...
I mean, what kind of postseason did he just have?
Not great.
No, I mean, so wouldn't we be right back in the same boat? A guy that performs during the regular season and then in the playoffs, not so much?
Maybe, but at least he's the best player in the world in the regular season. I mean, he's a flopper, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You see that flop LeBron took?
Oh my God, yeah. Off of Jokic, when Jokic didn't fucking do anything to him? That was nuts.
Was that the last voicemail, Blandy?
That was it.
All right, y'all hear that music.
Cool.
It is time for the news with Blanderson Hooper. Blandy, how much news do you have? I know you've got some. You gotta have at least one good thing.
I've got a couple of things. I'll go with the story that Barry sent me before, even though I wasn't too big on it. But it looks as if the All-Star Game format might be changing again. A recent Board of Governor and General Manager meeting.
Who the fuck about this?
Looks like they're going. They might be going back to the East versus West and getting rid of the draft thing. The two biggest things, though, that have gone on recently, obviously, is the Spurs somehow hitting the jackpot for the third freaking time.
Why is everyone blown away by this?
Because it's pretty incredible to be able to... Listen, lots of teams get the number one pick. I mean, Cleveland got the number one pick a number of times. But to get David Robinson and then Tim Duncan, and we don't know what Wembanyama is going to be, but to have the ability to choose three, transcendent players, possibly, in like a 30-year period of time, it's crazy. They hit the jackpot. The one year that David Robinson gets hurt and misses all those games and they win 20 games, that's the year that Tim Duncan's coming out, you know, and now to do it again.
That was 26 years ago.
I'm just saying, but we're talking about the player. We're talking about the player, though.
But there's like 30 teams in the league, and that was 26 years ago. Is it that Are we serious? It's not like they got number one pick 4 years ago.
I'm talking about the type of player.
Blandy's saying, right. How many generational talents or what assumed to be generational talents come into the draft? It's not every year.
Yeah.
How many is it? How often is it? Every third year?
Well, you got to go back. I mean, before Zion, who was it?
LeBron?
I don't know.
LeBron. Who else?
Which was 20 years ago.
Hold on. Let's go look.
I mean, lots of people go number one. That doesn't mean that they're,
That they're expected to be.
Yeah. Like, think about the way they've been talking about Wembanyama. When was the last time they talked about somebody like that?
No, I mean, obviously, he's very highly regarded.
So that's what I'm saying. That's the point that I'm making.
Zion? It's like maybe every 4 or 5 years, probably. Carl Anthony Towns.
He was in
2015.
Anthony Towns.
I'm just listing number one picks. God damn it. Just hold on.
Listing the better ones. You're not going to find somebody as
high. Kyrie Irving, 2000. Anthony Davis, 2012.
No.
Kyrie Irving, 2011. Blake Griffin. John Wall, 2010.
None of them
Blake Griffin, 2009. No. Derrick Rose, 2000. These are fucking great players.
It's not that they're not great players. You're missing the point. They weren't considered to be like transcendent possible talents that could completely upend the NBA hierarchy. This is a guy who they're talking about in terms of being possibly one of the greatest ever.
You have to
see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Right, I know, but I'm just saying it's just crazy.
Let's see what happens.
And then the Pistons drop all the way to number 5.
People said the same shit about Zion.
Well, yeah, well you hope Wemby stays on the court.
Yeah, but there's like honestly, I don't get too upset about this stuff anymore. Because like more often than not, it doesn't fucking work out. More often than not.
Right, or more often than not, a number 13 pick or a number 12 pick ends up being, a future Hall of Famer.
Right, but he's definitely more highly thought of than the vast majority of these.
He is, but you have no idea.
I understand, but that's not that wasn't the point I was making.
And you know what? It has to make anyone nervous about Wemby is the size and his frame and all that. I know that he looks incredible, and the highlights look amazing. Do you know what he shot from three?
Bad, right?
Bad.
Yeah.
Right, but you only see like the good stuff.
I think I read on The Athletic that there's only been like 4 NBA players in history who were 7'4" or above who played more than 800 games in their career. That's it. Hmm. Only 4, because they're so big. You think about Yao Ming, think about people like that. It's just not common because they're too big and their body breaks down.
If he can get through Vegas Summer League without hurting something, then we can start talking. All right.
And then just the last story. Good old Ja Morant facing the likelihood of a very long suspension.
But why is everyone giving Ja a hard time, Plandy? Is it that big of a deal?
Yeah.
That he's flashing a gun? Is it?
I think so. He was already warned. They already brought him in, and he told them how sorry he was.
Let him do whatever he wants with a gun. Who cares?
What are you, J.J. Redick?
Is it that big of a deal, Blandy?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Is it illegal?
Nobody's saying that what he did was illegal. He was in a state that had an open carry, so it has nothing to do with being illegal.
What's wrong with it?
It looks really bad. That's what's wrong with it.
Perception.
He works. He's an employee of a multi-billion-dollar sports league, and they already told him stop fucking around. And then, like 3 or 4 weeks later, he did the same goddamn thing, or a month later, whatever it was, 2 months.
It's a little irresponsible.
A little?
Right. I don't think you should get suspended for being an idiot.
They already spoke to him. They already warned him. He said he was sorry that it wouldn't happen again. And it didn't take a year. It took a 2 years. It took like a month. So, and they all have stuff in their contract with stuff like that. He really fucked up. But who'd they say they're not bringing back? Dylan Brooks. He's the one for just being an asshole, they're like, nope, he's not coming back. No way will we bring him back. And Josh just running wild.
I'll be honest. So, I wouldn't mind if a couple of Knicks were flashing guns around being hard asses. Could use a little bit of that in there.
I don't know if well, that's
they could use a little
joking.
Bit of that on our team.
No. That irresponsibility? No, I'm good.
Use a little of that?
A little bit of that edge.
Oh, there. Yeah?
A little edge on our pussy team.
I don't know where that's coming from. But,
would you trade Julius for Ja?
Right now, you don't even know if he's going to play.
Slinging ways.
He might miss half the year.
Even with that. He's going to miss half the year.
He might. Did you hear? Did you listen to Adam Silver talk
for
about
that?
It? Did you see the Malika Andrews interview with Adam Silver? He was not happy.
RJ Barrett shot himself in the leg in a strip club.
That's
RJ Barrett? This is the second time he said that. Is that why
no,
he said
I'm doing it on purpose right now. No, the last time, who did I say?
Plexico
I don't know.
Burris?
Latrell Sprewell?
Yeah, that's who you said. You did not say Plexico no, Burris, though.
And then it was Plexico, yeah. RJ Barrett shot himself in the leg in a fucking strip club and he got nothing. No, it is terribly stupid. For sure.
He's going to get a lengthy suspension, for sure. Without a doubt.
I don't see how it could be 50 games. I mean,
they can make
what did
they
Miles Bridges do and he got a season?
Well, technically, no. Nobody signed him. He ended up getting like nothing. I think he's got to sit out like the first 8 games of next year. Or something like that. But Miles Bridges isn't a face of the league like John Morant is.
Well, you shouldn't get suspended for longer because you're a face of the league.
Look, I know they have like code of conduct and and there is a perception thing. Yeah, the fact that he did the same fucking thing.
It's stupid.
That he got reprimanded for a few months ago. That's what makes it really bad. It's not like you made like one stupid decision, what you thought might not have been so bad, and then you did a different stupid decision that you thought wasn't so bad. This is essentially the same exact fucking thing. It was just a different location. You weren't in a strip club. You were in a
car.
Here's
part of the quote from Silver. He could have injured, maimed, killed himself, someone else with an act like that, and also the acknowledgement that he's a star. He has an incredibly huge following, and my concern...
You know it's loaded. How do you know if it's loaded? How do you know that he could kill somebody?
You don't know.
So then how could he say he could have killed somebody?
And again, it's an open carry state.
Right. But again, I thought he shared with me my concern, and I thought he shared with me that millions, if not tens of millions of kids globally would see him as having done something that was celebrating, in a way, the act of using a firearm in that fashion. The NBA doesn't want one of its stars dancing around with what could be a loaded gun in his hand, in A, in public, or B, driving around in a car. But how stupid
to play devil's advocate, maybe he's celebrating his... What amendment is it? Is that the Second Amendment?
The Second Amendment, Barry.
Yeah. Look, we're all not fucking social studies teachers, okay? He's celebrating his Second Amendment right.
There's no excuse for what he did. Come
carry
on.
Carry a firearm.
Not after what happened the first time. That's the thing.
Right.
I mean, that's what makes it so bad. Like, come on. And what's his friend do? Can you just tell your friend, stop going on Instagram Live? Can you stop sending shit out live? What are you doing? Anyway, that's the way basketball bounces.
What's crazy is that probably everyone's doing that, but they aren't all on Instagram.
Well, that's the whole thing.
I hope they're not all doing that. You're a fucking moron.
RJ Barrett shot himself in the leg at a fucking strip club landing. Like,
it was Plaxico.
What did Plaxico Burress get for that?
Nothing. I don't think anything. He was out for the rest of the season and cost us the goddamn Super Bowl is what he did.
So don't you think that's crazy?
You know how many times I shot myself in the leg at a strip club?
0 times. That's how many times. And that wasn't a strip club.
Every time. What are you talking about?
I shoot it every time.
That was a regular club that Plaxico Burress shot himself in.
We'll figure it out later, guys. All right, guys. Well, that's the end of the season. You got have anything to say to anyone, Barry?
No.
No, nothing.
Like who? Do I have something to say to who?
Nothing to say to
anybody.
Listen,
I want to thank you guys. This has been a great ride. Really? It really has. It's just great getting to talk to you for an hour every week. You know, when we don't do this, sometimes you feel disconnected from some of your best friends, and this has meant a lot. I want you guys to know that. It's like back in the day. Barry, you remember like talking to Jay on the phone? In high school?
What story do you make up now? He's thinking of something to make up. he's trying to find something ridiculous.
I wasn't until you said that, and then I started scrambling, trying to think of something. This is what it's like, because guys, we don't talk. We don't talk to our friends.
No, we see each other like every four months.
Right.
This is nice.
This is a nice space to be able to bust each other's balls and talk about shit that we're into.
Again, I hope that's what we do for everyone who listens. Right. And that's what we have done. Blandy. Blandy, do you have anything you want to get off your chest here? You won't find the jacket. You won't even get up from your fucking seat. You're lazier than Julius fucking Randall.
No, I don't.
You're in the clinching game, clinching podcast of the season. You've had like two drops.
Hard Knicks life is on the brink of elimination.
Well, I'm not going to force the drops in there.
Season is over.
Yeah.
You had two fucking news stories. You won't get the jacket. You made us 40 minutes late. Is there anything you want to share here at the end?
It's all very true. I had a doctor's appointment today and I was just in my boxers in front of some 70-year-old man. It's not fun. Throw that out there.
Your doctor's 70?
I saw a doctor and he was in his 70s. He's like, I've been practicing
medicine. Your doctor's in his 70s?
The one I saw today, yeah.
And what did you see him for?
Stuff.
Oh. You don't want to get into it? What do you mean stuff?
No, but it was...
Is it that private? Is it something you're worried about? Or?
It was just a checkup and I saw this guy who... was in his 70s, and I changed into a gown because.
But it's not a guy you've seen before.
No, and then he's like, "No,
hold
take
on."
The gown
so
off.
What is this? So you went to a specialist?
Yeah.
And so you had a gown with the boxers on.
Yeah.
And he told you to strip.
And
down.
Then he said, "No, just the boxers," which was very uncomfortable. Then I had to start like shifting my boxers around because you don't want anything to fall out of the thing in the front by accident or something.
What's he looking at?
What do you mean?
Was this like a skin check? Like a skin cancer check?
No. Did he insert anything into anything?
No, there was no insertion of any kind.
Did you have to pull your boxers down?
No. Nope.
Check your upper body or lower body?
Both, actually.
This is a fascinating dot. What is the specialty here? Did he check your face?
Yes. Yes, he did.
And it wasn't a skin check?
Nope. Not a skin check.
The fuck kind of check was this, Barry?
Did we all of a sudden fall into like a game of 20 questions? Why won't you just tell us?
Why are you being so weird about this? You're not private about this.
No, I don't know. It was a neurology doctor. A neurologist.
Okay, I actually canceled an appointment recently for that. I've got this weird pain in my back.
Okay.
And someone told me I should see a neurologist.
Hmm. Yeah, well, this guy,
For a neurologist, you have to get naked?
Maybe not, and the joke's on me. I don't
know. Do you strip down to your boxers when you go to the dentist?
No. Only the first time. The first time that I saw. But that was...
I had this one dentist. So I wish I could strip down to my boxers for them. Wait a second. I'm not joking. Isn't neurology like a nerve thing?
It's your brain.
And a brain and nerves, right?
Yeah.
So you had to get naked for that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. Barry, does that make sense to you?
It's all below the skin. What could they possibly say? Did they have things connected to your body?
No.
Like the suction cup things?
No, but there was a lot of like... You know, like when they hit stuff for reflexes and stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was like basically all over. So my body was a xylophone. kind of.
Got it. Okay.
And they did not ask to see your penis.
Nope.
It's a John Mayer song.
Your body is a xylophone. That was today.
That was today.
That's the worst experience, man.
Yeah. You know how it is like when you're in your boxers and you have to worry about like stuff. So I was like, I had to like shift them like all the way one way so that way nothing could fall out. Yeah, I did not like that. Not one bit.
You gotta find a hot neurologist, man.
This was not this. No, that's not what this was.
Well, that's what you have to find. You don't deserve a 7-year-old neurologist. Everyone knows neurologists you get naked for. You gotta find someone good.
I didn't know that they do that. Who knew?
You would have picked better. To do that.
I would have worn nicer underwear.
Which you didn't know you were getting into your underwear today?
No, not a clue.
Why do you need to get into your underwear to have them hit your knee?
I was not prepared for this.
Wow.
So
Barry, you got anything like this? I try to get Blandy to like give a thank you to some listeners or us for the show. And we spend the next 8 minutes talking about he had to go get naked in front of a 70-year-old.
Big shout out to
Dr. Stark.
No, it's been a fun ride this year. This season's been a fun ride. Fun ride.
Eight minutes on the doctor, 10 seconds on the season.
It's been
Barry's fun struggling. Night. You struggling to stay awake there, Barry?
No, I got something in my eye. I got like an eyelash in my eye.
Sure. Are you crying? I get it. You're sad.
Yes, it is sad.
You can tell us. Be truthful.
How far away are we from the draft where we know we're not going to be dropping picks? Okay, I don't care.
The draft is
I was
June
hoping
23rd.
For somebody new.
June 23rd.
A month away. You know what we're not doing this year?
What?
Going through every fucking first round pick. No. Fuck that.
Well,
sorry, Derek.
We didn't do it last year either.
Did we not do it last year?
No. I think we only did a couple of them. This is a waste of time.
It's actually I know. Don't you think it's crazy that people and Knicks fans on Twitter, have you seen this? Upset that we traded for Josh Hart and
yeah, they want to get in.
You've seen these fucking idiots
into the first round.
Do they not have anything better to do with their fucking lives? Fucking morons! What the fuck? That's the shit that makes me never want to go on Twitter.
I know there's a lot of fucking awful, horrible takes on Twitter.
All of a sudden, everybody forgot about Josh Hart, and they're upset that we don't have a 23rd. Selection to trade down to 26 and then 27
exactly.
And then 29 and then for them to be pissed that
in
we
two
did
seconds
all that.
In 2029.
Who wants all that? Like, I don't want any of that. I don't want the 23rd pick.
No,
so we can pick some
night,
guy
we
didn't
have to pay
want
attention.
Or we can move down.
No. You don't have to pay attention at all now.
Maybe sure. We'll be pleasantly surprised and we'll somehow end up back in the first round. But is it not the worst?
And look, if
there's
we make
no
an
fun watching that fucking draft.
No,
dude,
2 years ago was
where
miserable.
You sit there waiting for hours, and then you just trade out.
Look, if we make an off-season deal, I'll get over not having a draft pick real quick. Doesn't matter where
I'm already fucking
the new
over.
Blood comes from. Just improve on my team, Leon. That's all.
All right, guys.
If you're not moving forward, you're standing still.
Oh. There you go. Inspiring words from Barry.
That's...
If you're not moving forward...
You're standing still.
You're standing still.
That's right up there with when you said...
People asked you if you wanted it in the butt.
I mean, that's words of wisdom.
Well, that's going to do it for the show, guys. Blandy, Barry...
Craig?
Should they call us?
Nope.
No. You don't need to call us. It's the off season. Take some time away.
Phone lines are down.
Phone lines are dead. The number has been shut off.
I just unplugged it. It's done.
Did you unplug it?
Yeah.
You don't
Somebody
have
was the calling right
no
now.
Longer
I just
exists.
Unplugged it.
You don't have a dial tone?
What's the upcoming schedule? Blandy, give it to us.
Okay, so Saturday, there's nothing.
Well, what are you doing Saturday?
Tomorrow? I got baseball in the morning. Tomorrow? I got Little League Baseball. That's about it.
All right, guys. Barry's yawning. Blandy's got Little League Baseball.
That's right.
All right, guys. It is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.